Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Self-awareness statements in the King James Bible. Have you heard of the test, the self-awareness test that is in the King James Bible? These self-awareness statements are also called characterization statements. And these come from what I will speak on. The basis is the statement found in the King James Bible that says, "I am that I am." Now, let me just say this before I get into the self-awareness statements. "I am that I am" is not a name. It's not a bona fide name. God in the Bible has a name, okay? He says in Isaiah, "I am the Lord. That is my name." That's a quote. Okay? Now, I'm not going to analyze the statement, "I am that I am." What I have gotten from that statement is this. Okay, let's do this. The statement, "I am that I am." It first says, "I." It says, "I am." Am is to exist, to be. I am that. Now, I ask this. What is this that in the statement that says, "I am that I am"? So this is what the self-awareness statements are about. It's about identifying this that is in the statement that says, "I am that." What? Then it ends with, "I am that I am." I exist that I exist. Am, to be, to exist. All right? But these statements that I will bring forth characterize the man, Tommy L. Hart, as it says. Characterization statements, self-awareness statements, and what I would ask for your full attention to this, because you can see that you can do the same thing that I have done. And it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing. It's something that you can rejoice in. Because in doing so, you will learn more about the King James Bible and what's in it. And you will, confront actually yourself. Self-characterization statements, self-awareness statements. How well do you know yourself? Do you see yourself in the King James Bible? That is what this is about. And in doing so, in my having done what I've done, I've answered the question, what is this that that is in the statement saying, I am that I am. We're looking for the that. Now, the subject is I, the pronoun I. And we're looking for, we are going to define that, which is in respect to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the Lord God, the Son of God. All right? And we've talked about that at length. Who is the Lord God? Who is Lord all caps? Who is the Son of God? We've talked about those things at length. So I direct you to Lawmaster Archive where you'll find all that information. And you don't have to go deep into the archive. Top episodes, okay? You'll find all that information. So let's get to it. I have taken the self-awareness test. I have seen myself in the King James Bible. And you can do the same. Okay? This is not just for me to realize, but for you as well. It's for your preacher. It's for your spouse, your friend. Okay? And you can do this as a group. You know, each one in the group is doing his own self-characterization statements, self-awareness statements, okay? Then you can compare them. You can compare your statements to the others in the group. And you must be totally honest, okay? Each statement begins with the two words, I am, just as the Bible statement, I am that I am, does. It begins with the two words, I am. And you will furnish the that, just as you will see me do at this time. So, learning about yourself, learning more about King James Bible content and what you can do with that content. This is good. This is fun. This is serious in the sense that you must be totally truthful with yourself. Don't cheat, okay? Let's be honest. Be honest, be fair, be truthful. And that's what I've done with myself. I've tried to the best of my ability to be honest with myself, to be fair with myself and the scriptures, okay? To be truthful, all right? What do I see about myself in the King James Bible, okay? That's the overall question. What do I see about myself that is in the King James Bible? Self-awareness, characterization statements regarding self. Self. Okay, let's get on with it. And you'll see how I do it, that is the way you should do it, and your friends, spouses, etc. should do as well. Let's call it the I am game, okay? The I am game. All right, what do I see about myself that's in the King James Bible? I begin. And I've already given you the base statement, which is I am that I am, and I seek to answer the question, what is that I am? Okay, let's get started. Tommy Hart's self-awareness test or examination statements characterizing Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God, also the Lord God in the King James Bible, and as taught by the King James Bible. That's very important. All right. So I begin. I am that I am. All right. So self-awareness statements, characterization statements on the man, Tommy L. Hart. 1, John chapter 10, verse 36. Remember, I am. Each statement must begin with I am. All right? John 10, 36, concerning with regard to the man, Tommy L. Hart. I am the Son of God. Okay? We can't add anything to the statements as presented in the King James Bible, and we can't take anything away. I am, those are the first two key words, the Son of God. Now, that's true regarding me. Okay? You get statements that have to do with you. Because according to the King James Bible, there is one Son of God. All right? So that's what I mean when I say we must be honest, we must be fair, we must be just in this, okay? So I go on. That's my first statement, John 10, verse 36, my first self-awareness statement. I see that statement has to do with me, because the King James Bible teaches that the man, Tommy L. Hart, is found to be the Son of God. Go to the Lawmaster Archives and get all the details. Self-awareness statements, characterization statements. So now the question was this. Genesis 27, verse 32 asks, who am I? Now, with regard to me and you doing this, performing this test, it's about you. Who are you? Okay? That's how you take the question in Genesis 27, verse 32. Who art thou? Well, John 10, 36 says, I am, Tommy L. Hart is, the Son of God. Number two statement. Matthew 8, verse 9. I am, first two key words must be there, a man under authority. I, Tommy L. Hart, am a man under authority. That's Matthew 8, 9. I see that characterizes me. Okay? It may or may not characterize you. All right? Next statement, Leviticus 8, verse 35. I am commanded. Okay? Which is true. I am commanded. There are scores of commandments that were to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the Lord God, a.k.a. Son of God. Which commandments I, Tommy L. Hart, have performed. I have carried them out. Okay? I have considered them. I've carried them out. I've done what was applicable to me in that regard. So, Leviticus 8:35, I am commanded. So what do we have? We have three statements so far characterizing Tommy L. Hart. I am the Son of God. I am a man under authority. I am commanded. Those statements with regard to Tommy L. Hart are true. Remember this. The King James Bible asks the all great question, what is truth? So that's what you want to see in the King James Bible, what is true about you, as I see in the King James Bible, what is true of me. All right? We're answering the question, what is truth with regard to me, to you, okay? I am commanded. Next, I am statement. So let me get this, say this. When I said at the beginning that the question is, what is this that in the statement, I am that I am? In these first three statements I presented, I am what? I am the Son of God. I am what? I am a man under authority. I am what? I am commanded. So you see how that goes? Okay. You're answering the question, what? What is that? What is the that in the statement, I am that? I am. Okay. Next statement. Philippians 4, verse 12. I am what? We can say that, okay? I am instructed. I am instructed in the King James Bible. And I've sought to carry out the instructions I've been given. And you can see all of that in Long After Archives, top episodes. Let's say top 40 episodes. You can see these things, okay? There are over 500 episodes. But you don't have to go that deep, 500, to get the understanding and details in Law Master Archive regarding the things I'm talking about at this time. I am the Son of God. I am a man under authority. I am commanded. I am instructed. I am instructed to do all things. I am instructed to do the things that I think I should do. The Bible says about the Son of God, let him do what he will. He sinneth not. Okay? Next statement. Galatians 4:18. I am that I am. I am present with you. I'm present here on earth with you. We may not be in the same locale, the same state, may not even be in the same country. But here I am present with the people that are on the earth. I am here. Okay? Philippians 1:17. I am set for the defense of the gospel. Now, I'm set for the defense of the gospel, which means truth regarding the fictitious character Jesus, and I'm set for the defense of the gospel, the truth with respect to the Bible's God, the Bible's Lord all caps, the Bible's Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, the Bible's Son of God. I'm set for the defense of truth. Bible, King James Bible, truth. Okay? Now, moving on. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. I am not ashamed. That's true. I am not ashamed of the things I've found and teach publicly, those things which are in the King James Bible. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed that the Bible, King James Bible, calls me Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD. I'm not ashamed that the Bible calls me the Son of God. I'm not ashamed of those things. I'm not ashamed of the things that I teach. 2 Timothy 1:12. I am persuaded. What am I persuaded of? I am persuaded that the King James Bible declares the man, Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God. The same King James Bible declares the man, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD. I'm not ashamed of those things. Okay? I'm not ashamed that I've come to a great understanding of King James Bible content. Okay? Now, moving on. So let's recap these things about the man, Tommy L. Hart. The characterizations with regard to Tommy L. Hart, the self-awareness statements. So let me say it like this. I am aware that I am the Son of God. I am aware that I am a man under authority. I am aware that I am commanded. I am aware that I am instructed. I am aware that I am present with you. I am aware that I'm set for the defense of King James Bible truth. I am aware that I am not ashamed. I am aware that I've been persuaded. I've been persuaded. I've been persuaded that Plato, the icon Plato, is a chief speaker in the King James Bible. I am persuaded that Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content, that there's a relationship between those two things, Plato's dialogues and King James Bible content, that there is a close, strong, and visible relation between those two things, the dialogues, King James Bible content. Okay. Let's move on. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. I forgot to put down the verse, but it's in chapter 1. And is also found in, this is also found in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. I am black. Yes, that's what the book says. I am black. Well, that fits me. Because what we call black people now, you know, I don't like it, but I am black. Okay? Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth. I'm alive at this present time. So that statement characterizes me saying, I am he that lives at this particular time. Because men do not live forever. Women do not either. Or either. All right, let's move on. Acts 9, verse 10. I am here. That's what the statement says. I am here. Well, I am here right now, where I am. Where I am. I am here. Sitting in a parking lot. Matter of fact, it is a Walmart parking lot where I get great reception. I am here. Okay? On earth with men. There's a statement in Matthew chapter 1 that says, God with men. That's a name, an aim, A-I-M. God with men. That is fulfilled now in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who the King James Bible says loudly and clearly and unmistakably, he is the Lord God. He is the Son of God. So, I am here. Acts 10:26. I myself, okay, where's the am? Because it's supposed to be lead off with I am. Well, let's see what it says. I myself also am, there's the am. So that's the exception to the rule, isn't it? Because am does not follow I. as in most other instances. So we have an exception to the rule. Acts 10:26, I myself also am a man. Acts 26:25. What a surprise here. Listen, I am not mad. I am not mad. So let's go back to the statement, I am that I am. What am I? In this regard, I am not mad. Okay? So it can be I am. We see now that it can also be I am not. Okay? I am not mad. All right? Romans 11:1. Here's another exception. I also am an Israelite. So we have two exceptions so far. I also am an Israelite. Israelites are black characterizations in the King James Bible. Okay? And that's true. The Israelites are the black people who were scattered abroad in Gentile nations by the Gentiles, alias white people. All right? Romans 15:29. Look at this, I am. I am sure. I am sure that the epic poem Aeneas is in the same category of that of Plato's Dialogues and King James Bible content. I am sure that there's a relationship between the epic poem Virgil's Aeneid, King James Bible content, and Plato's Dialogues. I am sure of that relationship, that strong, close, and visible relationship, because the evidence shows that that is the case. Okay? The evidence proves it. The evidence shows it, that those three things, Virgil's Aeneid, King James Bible content, and Plato's Dialogues, go together. They belong together. That's what the evidence says. And anybody can see the evidence. Anyone can see the evidence. Go to Amazon.com bookstore, go to Amazon bookstore and order from my list of 28 products that are available from Amazon bookstore. Those books you'll see when you go there. You'll see when you go there. Those books have to do with the relationship between Plato's Dialogues, King James Bible content, and Virgil's Aeneid. Now, if I say that Virgil's Aeneid belongs to the same category as other things by Plato, then you'll see that in the books of evidence, okay? You'll see that in the books of evidence. But do go to Amazon.com and order from my list of books there. Please do that. So let's rehearse these things. Let's go over these things again. I am that I am. I, Tommy L. Hart, am what? What is the that? What is the that? Well, here it is. I am the Son of God, according to King James Bible content. I am a man under authority, according to King James Bible content. And, of course, I'm under the authority of the nation that I reside in. I am commanded. I am instructed. I am present with you. I am set for the defense of the truth of Bible content. I am not ashamed. I am persuaded. I am black. I am he that liveth. I am here. I myself also am a man. I am not mad. I also am an Israelite. I am sure. And I told you what I was sure of. The King James Bible, Plato's Dialogues, and Virgil's Aeneid, close, strong, and visible connection, relationship. Romans, but that's not all. There's more. Romans 16, verse 19. I am glad. I am glad. I am that I am. What is the that? The that in this case is glad. I am glad. The that in the Matthew 8, 9 statement is I am the that is a man under authority. All right, and we can go on and on with the ones that I've already brought forth. But I am glad. I am glad that I found out the things having to do with Bible content that I have found out. I'm glad of that. I'm glad to present to you the things that I have found out. I'm glad for that. I am glad. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. I am known. There are people out there in the world at this present time that know that I am the King James Bible's Son of God. They know that I am the King James Bible's Lord God, predicted to come. In the Isaiah 40, verse 10 statement, which says, the Lord God will come. There are people who now know that. How many? I don't know. But I know somebody, there are some who do know. Why? Because I have told them, and they have seen that the things that I've said about that are true. So they know. So, with regard to 1 Corinthians 13, 12, I am known. John 16, verse 32, I am not alone. I am not alone with regard to the things that I teach. The King James Bible backs me. The King James Bible is with me. It is in support of me and my teaching. Therefore, I, Tommy L. Hart, am not alone. Ezekiel 24, verse 24. Listen carefully. I am that I am. What is the that? In the statement, I am that I am. Listen carefully to the that. Ezekiel 24:24. I am. What is the that I am? The Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The statement says, I am the Lord God. Which Lord? I tell you, the one that is spelled capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That's true about the man, Tommy L. Hart. I am the Lord God. That's true. The Bible says that. The Bible teaches that. The Bible stands on that. The Bible is not going to change on that. The decision has been made, and the decision is sure. So that in that statement, Ezekiel 24, 24, is the Lord God. I am that. I am the Lord God. I exist. I am that I am. I am the Lord God. I exist. I live at this time. Isaiah 65, verse 1. I am salt. Isaiah 65, verse 1 again. I am sound. Statement in the book of John says, we have found him. The Bible speaks about those who seek the Lord God. Right? I am salt. I am found. Luke 1:18. So let me ask this note before leaving Isaiah 65:1. I am what? What is the that? The that is salt. I am salt. I am found. What is the that? Found is the that. I am what? I am found. And now, Luke 1, verse 18. I am an old man. That's true of the man, Tommy L. Hart. I am what? What is the that? The that is an old man. I am that I am. I am an old man. I exist. I live. I am. All right. Luke 18, verse 11. I am not. We have another not, another exception. I am not as other men are. That's a true statement. Plato says so in one of his dialogues. You are not as other men. Speaking to the Son of God, the Lord God. Okay, so I'm not, I am not. What is the that? Not as other men. I am not as other men are. John 5, verse 43. I am what is the that? Come in my Father's name. That's what I am. I am come in my Father's name. John 8:18. I am what? What is the that? I am that. What is it? I am one. The that is one that beareth witness of myself. The King James Bible tells the people about the Lord God, the Son of God. He shall speak for himself. So, I am what? I am one that beareth witness of myself. But what did we say, read earlier? I am not alone. The King James Bible bears witness of me. All right? This is great. These characterization statements, these self-awareness statements, these things show that I am aware of myself as I read, as I scrutinize, as I analyze King James Bible content. I am made aware of myself. You do the same thing. You do this self-awareness test, this characterization test. Do it on yourself. Okay? Don't try to do it on somebody else. Do it on yourself. All right? And learn more about what the Bible says and what it has to do with you. Okay? What it has to do with you. And what it says that is true about you, as I am doing at this time. All right, we're getting close to the end. So I am one that bears witness of myself. John chapter 9, verse 5. I am that. What is the that? The that is in the world. I am in the world. I am that in the world. Okay, I exist. I live. I am. I am in the world. John 10, verse 36, I am the Son of God. Now, the other statement said, I am the Lord God. Here's this statement in John 10, 36, and I think I said it at the beginning. Anyway, all right, but here it is. I am the Son of God. That's John 10, verse 36. If you notice, I'm not adding to the statements. I'm not taking anything away from the statements. Yes, as I go through these statements, these self-awareness statements, these characterizations of the man, time, and heart, yes, I give you understanding, okay? But all of that understanding that I give you with regard to what I say, okay, is not written here on the test. I'm just giving you more knowledge, okay, and why it is said, why I say what I say, okay? Okay, but the statements stand alone and on their own. Each one can and does. That's in the Bible. So, John 10, verse 36 again, I am what? The Son of God. Well, that's the that. The that is the Son of God. Ezekiel 28, verse 2, I am what? Is the that? I am that I am. I am a God, and that take that has a capital G. I am a capital G God, says the King James Bible. Over and over. All right? About the man, Tommy L. Hart. I am a God. Self-awareness statements. What is actually in the Bible that is true of the man with regard to the man, Tommy L. Hart? What is true? What is truth? And that's what these statements present, the things that are true with regard to the man, Tommy L. Hart. I am a capital G God. Ezekiel 34, verse 31. I am what? Is the that. That is your God, saith the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Now that's what let me read this statement just as it is written. Ezekiel 34, verse 31. I am your God, saith the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That's what is written. And it says, saith the Lord. The Lord God, Tommy Hart, just said it. That statement is true, all of it. I am the Lord, your God, saith the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, the Son of God. Daniel 9:22, I am, what is that? I am now come forth. The that is come forth. I am come forth. I have come forth. I've made myself known. I've revealed myself. Okay? The statement just says, I am now come forth. That's true of the man, Tommy L. Hart. He has come forth. Daniel 9, verse 23, I am come to show thee. All right? I'm come to show you the things that I've found out. I'm come to show and tell you all things. John chapter 4 says, when he, the Son of God, the Lord God, comes, he will tell us all things. So I am come to tell you all things. And tell does also means to show. Show, tell, all things. Give a demonstration of all things. Daniel 10:14, I am come to make thee understand. The that. What is the that? The that is to make you understand. I am that. To make you understand. understand what? Okay? Understand things regarding God, the Son of God, Lord all caps, all things in the King James Bible. And we have about three more to go. Matthew 5, verse 17. I am not come to destroy. That's true of the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the King James Bible's Lord God, the King James Bible's Son of God. I am not come to destroy. Lamentations 3:54. I think I decided to leave that one out. Zechariah 11:5. Let's say that. Psalm 40, verse 17. I am poor and needy. Now, why did I write that? Because it's true. Because it's true of the man Tommy L. Hart. These are characterization statements. These are self-awareness statements. I am aware of my state. Okay? So what is the what? Poor and needy. I am poor and needy. All right? Psalm 88, verse 4. I am what? What is the that? I am a man that has no strength. I am that. What? A man that has no strength. Although he is the Son of God, King James Bible, Son of God, the King James Bible's Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. I have intellectual strength. Okay? I have intellectual strength. All right? I don't have an army or nothing like that. I am as a man that has no strength. Job 10, verse 7, I am, what is the that? What is the that? The that here is not wicked. I am not wicked. Okay? I, the Son of God, the King James Bible's Lord God, am not wicked. I'm not wicked. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill, and fulfill I have. Now here's the one that I said I'll save for last. I cannot say this that is written in Zechariah 11:5. I am rich. I cannot say that. Okay? Because I'm not rich. But the one that describes me is I am poor and needy. That's the description of my state. Poor and needy and not rich. Okay, so that's the end of my demonstration here. Now, these are not all the I am statements having to do with the man, Tommy L. Hart. But this is about 25, 40, somewhere around 40 statements, close to 50 from what I can tell here, close to 50 statements regarding the man, Tommy L. Hart, his statements characterizing the man, Tommy L. Hart, statements of self-awareness having to do with the man, Tommy L. Hart. You do the same thing. Consider my statements. Listen to this episode a few times. Listen to it, how I went about doing it. Okay? You don't have to give any explanations as I did. You just identify the statements, the I am statements that have to do, that speak to you, that have to do with you, that describe you or say something about you, just as I did, okay? You can do it. Do it. Tell others about it. Tell your preachers about it. If you are a preacher, tell a preacher, then tell your congregation. These things can be enjoyed and played during Bible study. They can be talked about. You can go over the things that I've shown concerning myself. You can just do things with these things, okay? Okay? It's a serious matter, but it's a fun thing. I enjoyed finding out things that, wow, that fits me right there. That statement speaks to me. You know, that statement describes me. You can get the same joy. What does the King James Bible say about you? How does it characterize you? What do you see in the Bible that characterizes you? What do you see that are statements that are self-awareness statements having to do specifically and only with you? That's good. Okay? That's good. So now we got an understanding of the statement, I am that I am. Remember, I am that I am is not a name. If somebody asks you, what is your name, and you say, I am that I am, you have not answered the question. Now, God is not foolish, okay? These things are put in the Bible for a reason, okay? And we are to seek to understand what is written. That's why the Bible says, get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding. Do follow me on Twitter. Go to Amazon Bookstore, order some of my great list of books there. They are very good. They are educational. They are things that you can enjoy, learn from, share with others, give as gifts, do Bible study, preach from the pulpit. These are things that can be used. Always make Lawmaster Archive your dwelling place. Join me next time.